enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Tuesday, it is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. We have almost a full crew. We got Joe, that's me, McKenzie. Hi, McKenzie.
Hi, good morning.
Liv the Web Girl.
Hello.
Intern Chloe, whose mic may be broken or not on.
Hi.
It is one of the two.
It's on.
Oh.
So it's broken.
Chloe money.
Talk like a redneck. Maybe that'll fix it. Go ahead.
Howdy.
Oh, there it is. Yes, it
worked. You know what
it is?
That's a special microphone that doesn't recognize a non-English accent or like a British accent. See, it works now. There you go. You just have to say, get her done.
And
then it starts working. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday
to you.
Okay, is that not done yet? That's got to be done.
I won't let it die.
All right. Hey, we have a lot going on this morning. Some people already been asking, hey, when can I win those Maleficent movie passes? It's Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. We'll do that at 8:10, 7:10 Central this morning. A lot of cool stuff on there before that, of course. But let's check in with everybody. McKenzie, how was your day yesterday?
It was really great. I got an awesome workout with my boy Tyler Glenn at F3 and then had some awesome food. And then we're going to talk about this coming up. But I wanted some of my holiday decor back from my ex, and I got my spiked pumpkins back.
Yay!
So now I actually have a cute little, decorative.
I gotta see what these are because I'm just like picturing like orange pumpkins with like metal spikes in them, like a rocker.
They kind of are. They're pretty rad.
Yeah, it's just like pumpkin.
So when we divvied up our stuff, and my ex, he has all. I don't even have a Christmas tree or anything, so I just left all.
He got the tree.
Well, yeah, I was just like, oh, I'll get it later, thinking it would be cool. That's not. But that's okay. I'm appreciative. He came over and dropped the pumpkins off, so that was very nice.
I see McKenzie slithering in like the Grinch to get her Christmas tree back, like, yes.
I know. Well, I mean, part of me is like, okay, maybe I just want all new stuff, but then that stuff's expensive. Like, I mean, you know, if you get like a really good tree.
Do you do real or fake?
I used to do only real, and then I started to do fake. Once I had a baby and a dog and all the things, I was like, oh, my God.
Gonna go with the
fake
stuff.
It's just honestly just easier. What about you guys? I love a real tree, though.
I like a real one, but I don't like the mess, so I prefer fake.
See, I don't, like, I'm still at the age, like, I don't really do much for my own place, but, like, my parents, I don't know what they do. I think they might do real. Maybe they do fake now. I'm going to be really upset because we did real all growing up. And if I learn that my mom is using a fake tree and not going by tradition, I'm going to be so upset. Well, but I'm the only one still in the house.
It must be good because you don't notice it. So
yeah, my mom has like, I want to say 7 huge Martha Stewart-esque Christmas trees, each a theme in different areas of the house. It's crazy.
It's like a museum.
So that's what I'm thinking. If I don't have Archer, I'm just going to take one of hers.
Oh, she'll probably not even notice.
Yeah. Kiki, thank you.
How was your day yesterday, Liv?
It was busy. I had my second job right after, and then I went and I got my nails done, which is always a treat. My guy, Snow.
Yay!
He just cracks me up at the end. I was like, look, see, Snow, like, I think they turned out well because I told him I wanted white nails. And he said, I hate white. And I was like, well, I want it. And he's
like, well, that's racist, Snow.
Ironic, your name is Snow.
Yeah.
Snow White. No wonder.
And then at the end, when I was leaving, I was like, Snow, I think they turned out great. And he goes, I don't care. I still get paid.
Wow. See, I love a crisp white nail. It's just hard because sometimes they don't last as long, but they look really pretty.
No, mine aren't like done at all. Like, would you say my nails are really bad? If you looked at me as a man, you're like, ugh, gross. Like, those are just straight up Joe nails.
You have pretty good nails.
Right, I've never noticed that they're bad. But I also made chili last night.
Oh, fun.
I watched the game. Oh, my gosh.
I believe you. Don't prove it. Okay.
Wait, what are you putting your chili? Is it like ground turkey or ground?
So
like,
I put ground turkey.
What's impossible? You could do impossible. Have you ever tried
impossible
that impossible
meat?
Beef?
Stop it, ladies.
Know where
the
to,
real stuff.
I don't even know where to buy that.
Whole Foods.
Okay, so yeah, maybe I could go to Whole Foods and get that. But normally I do just ground turkey, and I do the 93% lean.
Good.
And
well, you need
ground
a little
turkey.
Meat. It's good for you once in a while. You
yeah,
know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I love ground turkey.
Do you
I
think you're fat? Because like you could have 80% lean. You could totally
that's
have
from
that.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Kenny's like, Joe, you are so rude.
I also watched the football game last night.
Oh, the Patriots yes. and the Jets.
Patriots versus the Jets. And for those of you that don't know, producer Porkchop, who's not here today, is the biggest New York Jets fan in the world. And he said, no, you know what? I think they could win. Like, they're home. Sam Darnold is back. It was an embarrassing showing. I texted him last night and said, are you embarrassed? Because I'm embarrassed for you.
How did Brady look? Because we were noticing that he kind of, and I think he's a very handsome fella, even though I'm not a Patriots fan, but he looked very gaunt when we've been seeing him like super skinny. Mm-hmm. Did he look back to normal?
He looked perfect on the field. I will say they do have like Josh Gordon is out, who's one of their receivers, and they have a couple fullbacks that are out right now. So part of the offensive line, but even without them, Tom Brady looked amazing.
Yeah, they were like, 33-0 or something.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
insane. All right, intern Chloe, throwing you on the spot. How was your day yesterday?
It was good. I had class, and then after that, I went to the store, and then my boyfriend's family came down from Fort Wayne, and they took me out to dinner for a late birthday.
How lovely!
I went to P.F. Chang's for the first time.
What'd you think?
It was okay. I had a margarita, though.
You had a margarita?
I did.
Mark's on a Monday.
And then I
Chloe's
got sick.
Living her best life.
You got
wait.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't like tequila. It doesn't work with
bless
me.
Your heart. Did you just have one margarita?
Yeah.
Did you really throw
goodness.
Up?
No, but I just
felt
very, very
bad.
Sick. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah, I just don't think I would get a margarita at like an Asian cuisine place.
Yeah, maybe. May not blend. You know what? We'll do it today. Taco Tuesday. We'll get you some tequila on a Tuesday. Tequila's good. You'll learn to love it. Or you'll get sick again. One of the
yep.
two. All right, cool. And for me yesterday, I'm trying to think of a day. Oh, it was in Indy. It was pouring down rain most of the day. I know if you're listening in Houston at 92.1, you probably didn't deal with that. But ton of rain on and off. I was able to find like a little like 30-minute, 45-minute like window to go walk my dogs. And as soon as we get back in, just downpouring of rain. But it was like perfect. I took a nap yesterday from 1 to 3. And I woke up like, you ever wake up too rested? You're like, this isn't good.
I feel amazing.
Yeah, like this does not happen to me. And I'm like, oh my, like what's wrong with me? It's only 3 o'clock. I'm like, this is weird. Like normally I'm still super tired.
Yes. Well, that's,
I was
I'm
scared.
Telling you, sleep, like even just a reset, I took like a 40-minute nap and I felt like a new woman. Like all my all my stress, my anxieties, it's just sleep is so vital.
And the big thing is I'm trying to help my wife out one thing. She's like, hey, can you please start helping like with dinner? So we actually had one of these delivery dinner things last night we were making, and it was like chicken pineapple quesadilla. So it's really easy. You like have onions, peppers, and other things. You dice this up. You make like a pico thing. They give you the ingredients and did all that. You grill the onions and stuff in the pan, and then you
put like
the chicken.
Is that like HelloFresh?
Yeah, I think that might be one of them that
cool.
we used. So it was good, and I did it. It always takes longer. It says prep time 10 minutes. I timed it. 35 minutes for me to prep. I'm like, who does
that
this?
That would probably take me like 55 minutes.
I've heard that the prep time for those like delivery boxes is always like double, if not triple, the time it tells you it's going to take.
But I got the meal done, but have you ever tried to broil something in an oven? You know what that is?
Yeah, I know what that is.
Okay, so if you don't know, it's like a heater on the very, very top, like a flame almost. It comes
like,
down
I've
there.
Never attempted it, but I know what it is.
Okay.
It literally just kind of like warms something up, so it's really good if you're just trying to like melt
toast
cheese
it.
On the top of a sandwich,
oh, nice.
Toast something, or
ooh,
it's also really good
that.
If you're trying to just even like reheat some like fish.
Okay.
Or something.
So I'm broiling the quesadilla like you have it. You oil it up, you fold it over.
Well,
you haven't seen the finished product. It says like 1 to 2 minutes. So we're doing it the first side. It looks good, but by the time we get it out to flip it, I'm like, oh, it's kind of more black than brown as far as the quesadilla.
Oh.
Flip the other side. I only do it for a half that time. It starts to smoke. I'm like,
no!
So I'm scraping it off with a knife.
This
it actually tastes good.
This is why I don't cook. Because like all that effort, 40 minutes prep. I mean, you could have just... got takeout and it would be delicious.
No, you're
but
probably
I'm proud
right.
of you. I'm proud of you.
Well, thank much. You. I tried. It's all about the effort. See, if I do that like 5 more times, I'll find the perfect golden temperature of it. So
only 5 more times.
It is a Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. What's coming up, McKenzie, in the tea?
Is Michael Jordan straight up dissing Steph Curry, and why Rob Lowe is proud of his sex tape?
Time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Let's do it. Spilling the tea, starting with ScarJo. Scarlett Johansson is confirming that her character, Black Widow, actually did indeed die in Avengers Endgame.
There's very few certain things, but like definitely death's pretty certain.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes,
and,
of course.
And, yeah, definitely for sure. And then, but people will not, they just don't want to, they won't.
Believe
they
it.
Definitely don't believe it and have tried to convince me that my character did not actually die, but that maybe my character exists in an alternate universe, but no, I think death is a pretty final thing.
A pretty final thing. And she also talked about her fiance, Colin Jost, over on SNL, and that she's going to be overseeing his bachelor party. She doesn't want him to get too cray-cray.
Wait, no, hold on. Excuse me. Time out. Tea time out. You can't oversee your significant other's bachelor or bachelorette party.
Well, she doesn't want this dude named Michael Chi throwing the bachelor party, apparently, because she wants to say who she wants to throw it. She wants to be selective.
Jeez, dude, run now.
It is ScarJo. I mean, she had Ryan Reynolds.
Mackenzie, come on. You know that's not right.
Okay, I was today years old when I learned that Cody Simpson, Miley Cyrus's new boo, is Australian. I had no idea he had an accent. I did not know he was Australian, but he is. And here he is talking about how he's had a crush on Miley for evs.
I think we became friends when I was, we became close friends when I was probably 17, 18.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we both were like going through a pretty solid like party phase at that time.
Yeah.
Became close over that period and then just remained friends. And she's always like, just been extremely supportive of me, and then you know more recently she's like, I think that was just because I got a crush on you the whole time. I was like, well, you know, I've loved you since I was like aww, 9, so here we are.
So here we are, and they are going strong. Of course, she's getting a little heat for comments that she made telling women that they don't have to go gay because there's still great men in the world that exist, and people are offended saying that's not a choice. But Miley's always the controversial one, right?
Miley's just being Miley.
She's just being Miley. Well, Michael Jordan, the OG number 23 himself, is saying that Steph Curry is a great player, but not quite Hall of Fame material.
We go out there and represent greatness every single night. So Steph Curry shouldn't be offended when he watches. I hope not. He's still a great player. Not a Hall of Famer yet, though.
I love Michael Jordan.
You're not.
Cheers.
Cheers, my friend.
He's like, he's not. Okay, well, he was asked several years ago who he would select to play a pickup game with. He chose Scottie Pippen, Magic Johnson, Hakeem Olajuwon, and James Worthy. So, kicking it old school.
Yeah, nothing new. Okay. There's some good new players out there, Jordan. Let him play.
I feel like he will always be the GOAT, Michael Jordan, number 23.
Yeah, he's got Jordans. Who else has got shoes like that?
Well, Rob Lowe, get this, says he is thankful for his sex tape back in the day.
It's one of the reasons why I got sober. You know, it's like, I like woke up one day and was like, what am I doing with my life? And I'm, you know, 29 years in, like people talk about, I go, I think it's the best thing that ever happened to me. Honestly, I do. Cause got me sober got me married, been married 29 years and I have two great sons. I don't think any of that happens without going through that scandal.
All right. As Mackenzie says, I was today years old when I learned that Rob Lowe has a sex tape.
Okay. So we went down in the 80s, but it was super scandy because he was having sex with a 16-year-old girl. I mean, he was young, but she was really young and underage. So that's why it was like, oh my gosh, in the 80s, the big deal. So then in the studio here, we're all talking about the celebrity sexy videos we've seen, and we haven't seen any of them. We have to catch up. I never watched Kim K's.
Well, I've seen a few.
I mean, watched One Night in Paris.
Nobody has watched the whole thing through. Like, nobody's just like, well, I got a bucket of popcorn in 45 minutes. You just get to the good stuff you find online.
It's sad, but it's like, think about Kim Kardashian's career. Obviously, she's super talented, smart, but that launched it. That's, you know, the sex tape she had with Ray J. And then Paris, that kind of also put her, it's sad, but it's kind of true.
Well, I know what we're all doing this Saturday. Getting together, my place.
No, I'll say that you and Linz, you and your wifey, knock yourselves out.
She will not watch that. All right, Mackenzie with the tea this morning here on Joe and Mackenzie. Can we act like kids for a second? I found this story, and I was like, oh my gosh, I bet I break all these rules, but I wonder if the ladies actually do. They're food rules for kids. Like, you might tell your daughter this, Mackenzie.
Okay.
But they're actually rules that we as adults love to break, because who's going to stop us?
Like eating stuff with your fingers?
Maybe.
Okay.
All right, it's coming up in less than 10 minutes here. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Hey, good morning. in. We are Joan McKenzie here on Radio Now. Thank you so much for tuning us in and checking us out. We really appreciate that you were here with us. Coming up in the next 20 minutes, a lot. We've got Joe's Need to Know News, and after that, Song of the Day, and we'll explain more, but you may not know any of the songs that we have for Song of the Day, which doesn't make sense, but we'll explain.
Right, just because you don't know them doesn't mean you won't love them. They're the best songs that you probably don't know about.
Now, as an adult, I don't have kids, but I got like little kiddos around me. Mackenzie, you are a parent.
That sounds weird.
Well, okay. I'm not poor child.
Kids, but there's kids
around me. No, but I got like a little brother, Michael. I do big brothers and sisters, so I hang out with him. I got to do rules for that, or like, you know, little kiddos, like when you get together at the holidays and stuff.
Right.
Thank you for clarifying. Don't want anything to look bad. But you're a mom, Mackenzie. You got a daughter, and I just found this list, and I thought it was so interesting. I wanted to see how many of these things we do as adults. It was a top food rules we have. Had as kids that we love breaking now that we're adults or we're grown-ups and we can do whatever we want to do.
Yeah.
In no particular order, do you eat on the couch? Because when I was a kid, mom's like, get your butt off the couch with that food. You're going to make a stain.
I do sometimes. I have these really cool, like, I love to eat at my bar, like cool bar stools. So that's where I typically eat. But what's it, if I'm watching a show or something, yeah.
Does Kiki, your mom, because like my grandma used to do this, she like had everything wrapped in plastic. Like, is that just an older generational thing? Like,
oh, no.
Where like they had like plastic on every. I'm like, why are we? This
that
couch
reminds
sounds
me of my
weird.
Big fat Greek wedding.
That's exact. And I'm not even like Greek, but that's what my grandma would do.
No, and Kiki is like an interior decorator, so everything is pristine. But you can sit on it and everything. It won't be like.
Do you remember as a kid, like parents would always do this, kind of the same thing as far as desserts, but there was always no sweets before bed, like because it would rot your teeth. But as an adult, like now that it's Halloween season, I had some Reese's peanut butter cups the other day, and I went to town. It was like 9 o'clock. I'm like, I don't care. What are you gonna do? Stop me, mom.
I'll do what I want.
Yeah. Then also, you can't have desserts before dinner. Sometimes dessert is dinner.
Yeah, that's true.
My wife, like, whatever reason, her family, they all, and they're all healthy, like, as an ox. None of them are fat. None of them are overweight. They all seem to be really good in their 80s and 90s, even the older people. But they always have ice cream every day.
You know, it's funny, whenever they interview, like, on the news, the people that have lived to, like, 102, 105, they're like, what's the secret to longevity? And, like, the old people always say, like, bacon every day and wine. I mean, it's never, like, I sleep and I drink water and I exercised every day of my life. It was just kind of like, one thing that stuck with me is stop rushing so much. Like, people say, old people are always like, stop rushing your life away, stop rushing around, which I need to tell myself constantly.
Well, as an older person, it's easier to say. There wasn't much to do back in the 30s and 40s and 50s. I mean, like, I'm not knocking them, but there's no way. The pace was not that fast. You kind of have to keep up now.
Right, but I tend to overschedule myself. I schedule myself in hour increments. I'm like, okay, now I gotta be here. Okay, now, and I just, like, I need to slow my roll and just enjoy the moment where I'm at.
Now, one thing that wasn't on this list that it was, I guess, on the bottom. They didn't really survey a lot of people, but it was food rules as kids that, as adults, we'd love to break. Have you ever, because I remember I did, but I want to do it again as an adult, had a food fight? I mean, it's messy.
I have always wanted to, but not really.
When I was in fifth grade, I tried to start a food fight on like one of the last days of school, me and my friend Corinne. And so we took mashed potatoes and we like threw them. And we both got in trouble, and no one joined in with us.
The most gratifying food fight I've had was when I got to smash cake in your face, Joe, for the box of shame, which we're going to do coming up in a little bit. We get to roll the dice.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I can return the food fight favor.
That would be sweet. We could do a food fight, but nowadays everyone's like, you're wasting food, and everyone gets mad at you.
Don't even get me started on everybody's butthurt about everything. No, but like, wouldn't it be so fun, though, if we could like go back to a school? We obviously have to clean it up afterwards, but we have like a Joe McKenzie food fight. We wear goggles for safety, but we can just throw stuff. Liv, you could get your big thing of mashed potatoes. Did you have gravy, or is it just straight up taters?
No, it was straight up mashed potatoes. There was no gravy involved, which I feel like I shouldn't have even gotten in that much trouble because mashed potatoes were the easiest thing to clean up.
I wonder if we could have a slime fight because then we wouldn't be wasting food. Because, everyone like slime is having its heyday.
No, I want to use real food and have people complain about it.
I feel like slime getting in my hair would be way, way, way worse than like mashed potatoes.
Because there's different consistencies of the slime. That's what I was thinking. Some's runny, some's just squishy.
How did you, when it came to the potatoes, did you use your hand, like scoop it up, or did you use like a spoon to flick it?
No, I used my hand. Okay. Me and my friend used hand, and then we had some carrots. Like some like steamed carrot.
Okay, so they were soft.
Okay, yeah. Let me ask you guys your opinion on this.
Go ahead.
I think it is. I hate when I go to a wedding reception and the groom shoves the cake in the bride's face. I feel like that's so disrespectful and I hate it. Like, we know when you feed each other the first bite of cake, mm-hmm. I think it's so sweet, but when she has taken all that time to like do her makeup, I just feel like when he smashes it instead of like lovingly putting it in her mouth, I hate it.
I'm totally opposite on that, but I also am someone that doesn't care. Like, I don't care to, like, by then all the photos are taken. Like, I don't care if my makeup is messed up. I'm not that concerned about it. You know, like,
I don't know, just
really
the act of
much.
Smashing and
Mackenzie.
I mean, as long as they're not smacking me in the face yeah, and I'm not getting like a bloody nose. I just think to, like, it doesn't hurt.
I just think it's so sweet when he like delicately and then they kiss, puts it in her mouth and they kiss. I don't know.
Like,
I just don't like the smash.
Me and my boyfriend roughhouse though, too, at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking to the potato, you know, food fight starter over here. What else would you expect? All right, well, that is something that makes me want to have a food fight right now, except we have all this equipment in our
if
area.
Only we had food.
That too. I've got a bang. I can just crack the can and throw it towards you. Hey, Joe's Need to Know News is coming up next. Then we get into Song of the Day here on Radio Now. Hey, about 1 hour from now, we will be rolling the dice for Dare Dice. And you're like, but wait a minute. Pork Chop's not here today. He's on a special assignment. It's okay. We got intern Chloe.
Yeah, apparently this is the new rule, how it goes.
Intern
if someone's
Chloe.
Gone, Chloe Money steps up and rolls for that person.
Are you ready to roll another one?
Oh, gosh.
Fine this time.
Do you feel pressure because Mackenzie's here? If like, you roll a six for Pork Chop, you're like, wait a minute.
I would feel very bad if I rolled a six after rolling two ones.
All right. That's all coming up here within the hour here on Joe and Mackenzie. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Bosses revealed the emails you should never keep in your work inbox. Ladies, are you listening?
Okay.
Including online shopping orders. Who does this? Researchers surveyed about 300 bosses and found 44% of them admitted they had caught employees with unacceptable messages. Inappropriate images topped the list of unacceptable messages with 72%. Now, see, that would be like Pork Chop, right?
Like, I don't think he does that on his work email.
I hope not. They were followed by talking negatively about colleagues.
In your work email?
Who does it in email?
See, I always just are under the assumption everyone's always looking through. Like, they have access to all your emails at work. So
of course they do.
So if you're dumb, why would you put that stuff in your work email?
No, I agree. They were followed by talking negatively. And then job applications to outside employers. Once again, yeah, you're applying for another job. You're doing it from your work email. You're an idiot. If I was an employer, I'd be like, I'm not hiring Mackenzie. Is she stupid? Like, you know what I mean? Like, even if I was an employer, I'd be like, does she realize, like, her company can see this? And what is she going to do at our place?
Right.
Like, wouldn't
you
just look down on a candidate if they did that?
Yes.
I would.
You would think so.
And Mackenzie?
But actually, it's interesting because work brings work. And it is easier to get a job when you have a job. Just throwing that out there.
Well, maybe you could put your job title on your personal email.
Yeah, exactly. You want to stick to the personal one.
And tone it down a little bit. Enough of the flirty emails, okay? No more flirty emails to fellow colleagues.
I had a gentleman that would always flirt with me like crazy.
Now, what did he do to flirt?
I mean, he was just very flirty. And I didn't even know him. He was in a different market. But mm-hmm. I was like, I'm shocked he's doing this via work email because everyone can always see this. Or I could like snapshot these if I wanted.
Was it Pork Chop?
No.
All right, I got your Halloween costume picked out. I know you're talking about it.
Yes, we need to decide.
All right, well, here's yours. Popeye's chicken sandwich has now turned into a sexy Halloween costume, the sold-out chicken sandwich costume.
Of course.
Yeah, it references a sandwich that was sold out, pretty hard to find this past summer. The bottom part of the costume features the word sold out. The costume is currently selling for $80. It's a lot of money.
Dang.
It's a lot of chicken sandwiches.
I get those cool like brochures or like online, you see all those fun outfits, but they get so spendy. I guess if you have a big party, that's I get it. But otherwise,
No, thank you. Okay, I saw this. I just thought it was interesting, but I also wanted to bring it because I wondered if anybody on the show had ever played the game. Anybody ever played Clue?
Yeah. And they're making that movie is getting a reboot because they made Clue the movie and then they're going to reboot it. Yeah.
Okay. The Clue Mansion is getting a makeover for its 70th anniversary. Hasbro will replace the hall within the game's, I guess, like house with the bathroom.
Interesting.
So Mackenzie did it in the bathroom with the pipe or something like that. It'll be released in December. It's the first time the mansion has been renovated since Clue's release in 1949. So it's apparently in the Clue world's a big deal.
Wow. I mean, that's what they have, like an underground following.
I never played Clue. We should do a round of Clue. Have you played Live?
I haven't, but I think that's like the Mr. Mustardseed with like
yes,
the candlestick.
The wrench in the parlor.
I think we had it, but like we never played it. We just played around with like all of the cool
pieces. Or else we didn't play it right. Like when we were little, my sisters, we probably just played like the same thing. Like went in a room with the thing.
I didn't do it right either. Okay, this is so cool, and it all comes down to the name in the right place at the right time. A guy in Minnesota was running a 10-mile race earlier this month when he had a heart attack. He had on his bib, he had a number, but instead of a name like Joe or something, it said Jesus Saved. So he's just trying to get that message out there written on his race bib. Well, guess what? He was saved by a registered nurse whose name was Jesus.
Stop.
Swear to you, Jesus is running behind
him. Was it Jesus?
Yes, but spelled J-E-S-U-S.
Yes.
So Jesus, the man, saved him.
That is so cool. And I kid you not, sometimes, because I'm a huge believer, if you're awake, you see little signs along the way that I all the time do. And I was like needing a little something, a little pick me up. But I literally went by like a huge, huge semi that said Jesus on it. I was like,
take the wheel.
Take
it from my
hand. No, but seriously, if you're awake, you can see signs like that all the time.
Okay. Well, I see a sign right here, and that's never to run 10 miles. That's my sign taken from that story. Major League Baseball World Series game number one tonight. The Nationals taking on the Astros. It's going to be really exciting. And that is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online at joeandmackenzie.com. All right. Song of the Day is coming up next, but you may not know any of the songs. Very interesting category today. It is going to be best songs that you don't know about. So you might end up loving one of these songs.
Maybe you want some new music. You're going to get some coming up.
Song of the Day.
Because song of the day, the category is songs you didn't know you loved till now, songs you maybe not, you've never even heard of, but we're going to introduce you to new music because, you know, our playlists get bland and I'm all the time looking for hot new music. So
hey, here you go. As the music director here, excuse you.
I mean, on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Like personally, when I'm like working out or something, I'm like, oh, I've been listening to like the same song. So here's some new hotness for you.
All right. Well, let's go around the room today now that you know the category and we will present best songs that you don't know about. Myself, Joe. This one's a classic. I think you guys are going to like it. You're going to bob your head, and I hope you get to hear more of it. It's by a group called Jurassic 5, and it's called What's Golden.
But that's automatic, We're not falling. We're taking back to the days, and yes, showing. We're holding on to what's golden. On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling. We're not falling.
Oh, yeah. I can vibe out to that all morning. All right. Intern Chloe filling in because Chops is out today. What song did you choose?
So I picked this song, Josie by Blink-182. It's one of my favorite songs. It's really old.
Yeah.
It's older than me.
Then you know it's old. All right. Let's check it out.
But that's all that matters.
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't let it. Here's Intern Chloe's.
Like my world is falling down.
Wow, that's early.
Yes. Wow, that is going to jack you up for the day.
I love you some Blink-182, but that is intense. Okay. Live the Web Girl, once again, the category. Best songs that you don't know about. People may not know the song, but they may end up loving it after they're hearing it.
Okay, so I found this song from a movie that I watched recently.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's like an older, like I think like 90s or something movie, maybe like early 2000s, like Wayne's. Something.
Wayne's World? Oh, that is a great movie.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd never seen it before. And so there's this song that they play in it, and it is called Bohemian Rhapsody.
Are you kidding me?
I never heard it before. It's good.
Is this the real life?
Oh, my God.
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
Didn't you see this movie?
Yeah.
Like he won an Academy Award.
Like Rami Malek, whatever his name is.
Rami Malek.
Rami Malek.
Like just recently.
Queen. They're like an iconic band.
We are doing songs that you maybe have never heard before that you need to know about.
No, this song is from a movie called like Wayne's World.
833-563-2539. Kind of, we've never done this before in Song of the Day. Has anybody ever heard of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody before? Just wondering if you have, because I don't think
this isn't really the
category.
The category.
No,
the category is like unknown songs.
Like that song is so known it hurts.
Mm-hmm. I had never heard of it.
All right. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie.
Mine is a true song no one's heard.
Okay.
Okay, so Charlie Puth's brother, Stephen Puth, was here last week. Super cool. This is just really vibey to get you into your day. It's called Sexual Vibe. But I'm gonna die if I don't have it. We're on that sexual vibe. I'm only here for the night, so tell me what's the play. I'm under your influence when you're on top. Whoa. Oh, yes. Doesn't that just make you want to go out like ready for the weekend?
I love his voice.
He's got such a sexy voice. So vote for Mackenzie if you want to hear the rest of that song, because I promise you're going to love it and you're going to want to hear it.
All right. Hey, good morning, Joe Mackenzie. Who's this?
Hey, this is Steven.
What's up, Steven? What do you want to say?
Hey, I call BS that she has never heard that song before. It's such a huge song, and yeah, they gave it tribute in Wayne's World, but it is a massive song.
No, I heard it. I've heard it before, but it was like a couple months ago when I watched that movie.
I guarantee
I think Mike Myers is in it.
Okay, I appreciate you, Steven. I think you speak for everybody listening.
Steven, this is how we feel on the daily. When people here are like, I never heard of this. It's like, are you American?
To recap the songs you can vote for today at 52140, you just got to text the word song. We have What's Golden by Jurassic 5. That's what I picked out. We got Josie by Blink-182. That's interns Chloe's choice. We got Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. That Liv picked out, and Mackenzie went with Sexual Vibe, a brand new by Stephen Puth, Charlie Puth's brother.
Yes, that was a mouthful. Nicely done, Joe.
Thank you. Get voting right now. Text the word song to 52140, and we'll get a result next. Song of the day. The results, well, they are in, and right now, Rosie and Liv the Web Girl are calculating them.
I feel like Rosie is sad her man Pork Chop is out today because she's got a little crush on Chops. It's okay, girl. He'll be back tomorrow.
I was just about to say that I think Rosie likes me better. I think Chops gives her the heebie-jeebies.
Well, I think she's a little upset that Pork Chop has a new boy toy.
And she wanted to make a baby, a robot baby with Chops. But hey, never say never.
He's like, I don't think I have enough RAM for your CPU. All right, let's recap what songs you could have voted on this morning. And then we will get those results. Oh, we will. We had, of course, myself, Joe, with a group called Jurassic 5, the song What's Golden. We're holding on to what's golden. Okay, very quick. We had Chloe. Yes, intern Chloe, representing for Pork Chop today. She went with Bleak 182, a song called Josie. And I see her pretty face. It takes me away to a better place. Very loud.
Yeah, I didn't know intern Chloe was like, you know, just rocking out.
I was like, hey, good morning.
Yes, I get that one to die.
Get it, Chloe, money.
Okay. Then we had Liv the Web Girl, which a lot of confusion from everybody on the show. A lot of confusion from everybody listening saying, wait a minute, I thought the category you guys were doing today for Song of the Day was like songs that we don't know about that we might like. Intern Liv. No, Liv went with Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I had never heard it. Escape from reality.
Okay.
It's so good.
How have you... Okay.
It's so good.
It's okay. And Mackenzie might have saved the day. Don't know for song one, but might have saved the category.
Well, I went with the category of like songs you probably have never heard, but I feel like you're gonna love.
And you went with Stephen Puth, Sexual Vibe. We're on the sexual vibe. Yes, that is a song people have probably not heard of compared to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Probably not.
That being said, crazier things have happened. The results are in, and Liv the Web Girl, what is the results?
Coming in fourth place. With 12% of the votes is Joe.
wild card category because no one's probably heard of our song. So don't take it personally, Joe.
Coming in second place is intern Chloe with 13%. Which means there's only 1% between fourth and third place. Now, first and second place have a bigger gap. Coming in first place with 46% of the votes.
Oh my God, that's like a majority, guys.
Mackenzie!
Wait, I get it first?
Yeah!
What? I'm shocked. Like,
hold on a second. Even I'm like, wait a second. What?
I just expect to be always always lose.
I know, that's why I tried to say.
It's like that Miss America moment, like the Steve Harvey, when I'm always going to come in second. I'm just waiting.
Well, if you want, we can play Liv's song.
No, I feel like I'm so pumped. Yes. Thank you. I feel like you're going to love this song. It's so fire, so I hope you enjoy it.
All right, it is Stephen Puth, Sexual Vibe, yeah. Your Song of the Day winner.
Pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Ooh, yes, we are spilling the tea, starting with Dancing with the Stars. Former White House spokesman Sean Spicer survives to dance once again.
How is that even possible?
Right? People are shocked, but Spicy moving on to the next level. So I don't watch the show, but it reminds me of my grandma who passed away because she loved Dancing with the Stars. So Sean, he's kind of like at the bottom of the leaderboard. He and Lindsay got like a 21 with the low scores, but he's hanging in there, baby.
All right, Spicy.
So, Spicy, yes. We'll keep you posted on that. Oh my gosh, this is scary. Steve Harvey's daughter, Lori, was busted for a hit and run. Here's Steve talking about kids these days.
When did we start reasoning with our kids? When did that start? Because I don't remember this when I was growing up.
Nah, that's true.
That's true. It's very true. Okay, so Steve Harvey's daughter allegedly smashed into another car, then tried to flee the scene, but cops caught her. Okay, here's one thing. When you smash into another car, you gotta stick around and give your information. Witnesses told police they saw Lori texting and driving when she slammed into a Prius and tipped over her Mercedes G-Wagon onto its side. It doesn't sound like anyone was injured, but she is in trouble.
Yeah, that's not good.
Steve Harvey, I mean, he's going to have a lot to say to his daughter because he's very strict and he gives those motivational speeches and he's not going to be having it. It's not the right thing to do. Oh my gosh, more legal battles for Sofia Vergara. Here she is and I just love her.
My father told me that if I ever did anything artistic, I was going to look like a hooker. I told him, with these huge boobs that I inherited from your mother, I already look like a hooker.
I love her so much.
They are huge, and I love Sofia.
Okay, so an LA judge has ordered Sofia to pay her ex, Nicholas, this is her ex-fiance, over $76,000 in attorney's fees and almost $3,000 in costs amid their legal battle. So they are battling over, she had her eggs frozen, and their like legal costs of what they're going to do with the eggs and... it's just getting very malicious. Now, this Nick Loeb, such bad news. He was so bad. I'm so happy that she didn't marry him. But they, so, I don't know.
Well, why is he suing her for the eggs? It's not his eggs.
Well, they did them together. And,
oh.
So it's like a huge mess. So,
all right.
Anyways, so I'll keep you bet on that. How could you be mad at her, though? I just think she's so cool.
I mean, and her boobs. I mean, come on.
Come on. Well, Snoop, get this. For his birthday, he just turned 48. He got... 48 joint weed bouquet.
Well, congratulations, Snoop.
Oh, wow. I think heaven is a beautiful place. I think it's happiness. I think it's no diseases, no violence, just forever life and just everybody loving each other and, you know, trying to get to the next day. That's my vision of heaven.
Do you think they have pot in heaven?
I know they do.
Snoop is so chill.
I wonder why.
Kamen Roy was the florist that put together this beautiful floral arrangement, 48 pre-rolled joints, a little bouquet for Snoop. And why does this never happen to us? Post Malone was chugging beer and threw out $50,000 in cash into the crowd at a Miami nightclub. He was feeling awesome, and he just was literally making it rain. And, of course, the crowd went crazy, did a little performance, and then just bills everywhere. Why does this not happen to us?
I don't know. I see the same thing too. Like when you see like an armored car, the back door opens up. Like, right? I just want that money. Yeah. Just give me, like, if I get, like, $3,000, my life would be so different.
$3,000?
Well, I mean, $300,000 would be better.
Oh, I thought you said $300,000.
Okay. No, $300,000 would be amazing, but if I could get $3,000, woof, life would be good.
I mean, I find 20 bucks in, like, a jean pocket. I'm like, yeah!
Can I... Never mind. I was going to say, can I put my hands in your pants? But that sounds bad. I just want the money. You know what? Whatever. Sorry.
What is happening?
I just want money. I didn't mean it like that. Just wanted the money in your pocket.
I have no pockets. I'm wearing yoga pants.
Well, then that would be really awkward. Okay. I'm going to transition out of this and say thank you, Mackenzie, for the tea this morning here.
Moving.
On
right along.
I'm Joe McKenzie.
Yeah.
Can we talk about something, though? Coming up next, I would like to talk about it. You actually recently got something back from your ex.
Just yesterday. It's so silly, but I'm very excited. I wanted these back, and I got them back. So, yeah.
All right, McKenzie will share that with us, but also we want to know from you at 833-563-2539. What did you want back from your ex?
And then we want to know, cliffhanger, did you get it back?
All right, we'll talk to you next here. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. The number to call in?
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Yes, now McKenzie, I hear we have a photo, and if that's true, I would like to put this up on our social media for people to see, but you had a very good question you want to ask. Oh, my God. Please, send that to Live the Web Girl so we get it up on social in a second.
It's not that cool, but
yeah,
okay.
It's interesting. McKenzie had something that her ex had, and she had to get it back. She asked for it back from her ex. So we want to know from you at 833-563-2539, what did you have to get back from your ex, or what did you ask back, or what did you want back, and did you actually get it? If you didn't get it, that sucks, but we want to hear your story. Now, Mackenzie, why don't you kick it off? That photo is hilarious.
Okay, so what's hard when you live with someone and then you split? And so I moved from the West Coast, and it was like a hurried thing. When we moved here, and then everything was kind of split, everything kind of got everywhere. Long story short, I have no holiday decor. Like, I have nothing for upcoming Christmas. I had nothing. So I wanted these really cool, like, spiked pumpkins. I just loved these pumpkins. I have three of them. They're like two white ones, one black one, and they have cool spikes. And I have just the perfect place. I want them on my dining room table. And so I was like, I really want those spiked pumpkins back. But here's the thing. I was like, is this worth me diving in to get these pumpkins back?
These are like heavy metal pumpkins.
Yeah, they're rad. They're so cool. So anyway, I asked for them back, and he obliged and gave them to me yesterday. So I'm happy to report I did get my spiked pumpkins, but I mean, they are mine, and I bought them. It's just like when you leave something with your ex, like I have friends that their exes still have their bikes, or their exes still have like their favorite robe, and they're like, oh, but it's like, it's awkward, and like, is it worth, you have to measure it out. Is it worth going back into it to get your stuff back?
Is it more of like a thing where if it's worth more sentimentally, you'll ask for it compared to the actual financial, the price of it?
Well, because I like about cleansing, and I'm like, okay, maybe I just won't ask any of my holiday stuff, and I'll just everything fresh and new. But then when you think about it, I was like pricing Christmas trees. I'm like, these are like expensive if you got all new stuff.
All right, 833-563-2539. By the way, Liv or intern Chloe, if either one of you has something that you want back from an ex, you're more than welcome
comment.
To share that too.
I want my time back.
Yes, your time and energy, right?
I don't think you'll ever get that back, but it's worth asking. Let's go to the phones, 833-563-2539. Is it Kara?
Yes, sir.
All right. What do you want back from your ex, and did you actually get it?
I had actually two blankets of mine that belonged to my little sister who passed away 6 years ago. I hit my ex up a month after we split to get it back, and he was a total ass. Aww. Told me he threw them all away and told me to never contact him again.
From your sister that passed away, he wouldn't give it back?
No, he informed me he threw all my stuff away and to never contact him again.
What a turd.
Doesn't this just make you think, wow, I'm so glad I didn't end up with this person?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that, but thank you for calling in. What kind of
monster.
I'm trying to think of a word that doesn't get me fired from my job to describe how horrible that is. Like, it's not like, hey, it's a blanket I really like. It's
like,
a
yeah,
memory
just a cozy.
Of a significant, yeah, of like a special sibling
a
that's no
member.
Longer here.
Maybe
what about
you guys?
Cheated.
Well, you're saying that makes it right?
I was joking. It was
Come
a
on.
Joke.
I'm supposed to be the idiot that says dumb stuff.
I'm a family member that passed.
I know, I'm
what
kidding.
About you guys? Have you ever had an ex that had something that you really wanted back?
So one time I got my ex for like his birthday or Christmas or something, these super, super nice pair of matte black aviators, and they were Ray-Bans, and they were super expensive, and they were so nice. And so when we broke up, I wanted to ask them back. Like, I wanted to ask for them back because, like, they looked better on me than they looked on him anyways.
Did you
and so
ask?
I really wanted them. I couldn't bring myself to do it because it was a gift. So I feel like a gift is different.
Yeah.
But I still wanted to ask for it back.
Now, I know I'm going to get some bad looks, but I feel like honesty is the best policy, so I'll admit what I did.
I'm excited because now I know this is going to be good.
It still doesn't justify the fact that she kept it. I had a girlfriend. And allegedly, I cheated on her. Now, what that means is I made out with another girl when I was drunk. Okay?
It's how are you saying allegedly if you're the guy who did it?
Well, and also, how are you saying allegedly when you literally just said, I made out with a girl when I was drunk? Like, what?
Because, I mean, listen, I don't think that's the end of a relationship necessarily.
Hey, that wasn't but your that's person. Cheating. You didn't marry her, so... Okay, so what's
point
the thing?
Is this girl or woman that I was dating and I allegedly cheated on her when I allegedly made out with some girl at the bar after some rumplements. She took my well, this is how old it was, my PlayStation 2. Like it like she
like from your house or is it like a little mobile thing?
No, I was with her at the time. So it was in her apartment, and I was a poor radio guy, so I lived with her. And she kept it. So I would love my PS2 back.
You never
still
got
want
it back?
No, Katie didn't. No, she never gave it back to
wait,
me.
You didn't even ask? Did you ask for
yes,
it?
Yes, she said no. Why don't you go kiss whatever and see if she'll get you one?
That girl definitely sold it. Yeah. I know someone who got an iPad from their significant other, and then when they broke up, they pawned it for like $600.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I think it is, gifts are different. If it's like actually your possession, like my friend who has bikes doesn't want to go back there and get the bikes, but I'm like, that's like your bike.
Yeah, that's
like
your
if you
stuff.
Want to get a bike, like you should, but it's like, is it worth the drama or the hassle? That's the question.
Jeez, all right. Hey, we'll take more of your calls, 833-563-2539.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Oh my God, this is awkward. Okay. I'm seeing some of the things up on our screen that people have asked back for from their ex, and I just say we get right into it.
Let's do it. I mean, it's an interesting thing. It's like, do you go back? Is it worth the drama?
Now, the whole reason we brought this up is McKenzie had the guts, and she asked her ex, hey, I would like to have back my Halloween or like...
spiked pumpkins. They're like, these cool. They just have like these... Joe thinks they're stupid. I guess just, like a guy wouldn't
so
want
extreme.
Them. They're decorative. I just wanted these cool pumpkins, and he obliged and brought them back to me, which was really cool.
Okay. By the way, can you please send that photo to Liv if it's not up
I
already? I want that up on our social
I mean,
media so people can
that
see it.
Awesome. I got to do the set. I'll take one tonight, too.
Okay. Let's go to Lindsay this morning. Hey, Lindsay. Thanks for calling in. What did you want back from your ex?
Hi, guys. So me and my ex lived together for about 2 years when we were together at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had really wanted a Pembroke Welsh Corgi. It was tax return season, and so we decided to get one. She was registered in my name and everything. When we broke up, he was fine with giving her to me when he wanted to see her. I took her back to him, and when he got a new girlfriend, his girlfriend was, like, all upset about it and everything. So they basically kept the dog from me, even though she was registered in my name. And it had been so long, I couldn't get her back. Like, I tried everything. And then I recently found out that she bit his newborn son. So then he gave her up to some lady up in northern Indiana. Now I don't have any idea how to get her back. But, yeah.
Oh, man, that's insane. Wow, Lindsay. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning.
Wow.
At 833-563-2539. But, well, speaking of which, of animals, Pork Chop's off today.
He is. So Chops is heading up. He had to drive. He's driving 5 hours all the way to Michigan to get his dog that has been living with his ex, speaking of things. So he is going, and his ex was cool about him taking the dog. Wasn't cool about him bringing his new man up with him, but... We'll see how it goes.
No kidding. All right. David, hey, thank you for calling in this morning. What is something that you wanted to get back from your ex?
Well, good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Hey. Well, I can see from both sides of the fence on this one. It's a wedding ring. It was a family family heirloom that was handed down four generations, and she wouldn't give it back.
She never gave it back?
So wait, like, does she still have it?
That's a good question.
Dave, this is where you go crazy as a man and you got to like break into the house or something. Like that's, yeah. Mackenzie's looking at me like that's creepy. I agree, but how in your right mind can you take something that was in somebody's family for four generations? Even if, I don't know, David, your story, but let's say you were a terrible guy and you cheated on her. Like, okay, no. Like you still get it back.
Yeah, I see from my side, and I can see from her side, you know, because that is her wedding ring. But on the other hand, that is a family here.
But you're not married anymore, right?
No.
Then it's not her
and
wedding
I
ring.
I want to give it to my daughter whenever she goes to get married. But
David, I actually do repo stuff on the side. Let's get her address. I'll stop him by, slide in there. I'm really
stealth. Is interesting. So on this wedding ring thing, I think if it's a family heirloom, of course, I would oblige and give it back. But if it's not, I feel like everyone, each person has their ring and they get to keep it.
Oh, of course. If you just bought it at whatever ring place.
It's like I would feel very badly keeping it.
No, I 100% agree on that one. Let's wrap things up with, Anonymous. Hey, Anonymous, what's going on?
Okay, so I had a boyfriend who was really, really big on his life. Every single social media. So I was looking through his phone one day and see he was talking to a million girls. So I was so upset. I changed password that he owned, every email. I changed everything. So he had no access to social media, no access to these girls. And he begged me for his passwords back. Give my password. All I want is my passwords back. I said, okay. You want your passwords back? Give me
Oh, uh-oh. She cut out,
but I think I know what she wanted back.
Whoa, that is pretty genius, though. So he's stepping out, and so
that's
she took
evil.
All his passwords.
That's pure
he
evil.
He should have been being a dog.
Yeah, but you can't take somebody's social media just because they cheated on you.
Well, that's how he was corresponding with these, like, sleuths.
Whoa. You don't know. They could have been nice ladies that didn't know he was a man-ho.
I just love how in 2019, like, that is the biggest betrayal you can have on someone is taking their social media password.
Keep my great-great-grandma's ring, but give me my login to Instagram. All right, we're going to get into something dirty. And what is that? Well, that's Dare Dice, because things can get awkward. Intern Chloe, are you ready to roll for producer Pork Chop?
Oh, definitely.
All right, roll A1.
Roll A1.
Oh, no.
All right, Dare Dice is next. For Dare Dice, this is how it works every week. Maybe you're brand new to Joe McKenzie. We have a dice, or I guess a die, because it's one of them.
We got a die.
We roll it. The goal is to get a 6. If you get a 1, that's not good, because whoever has the lowest number out of everybody on the show, the next day has to face the box of shame, and there's all kinds of punishments in there that we don't want to do. McKenzie, what was last week you had to do the box of shame?
This was interesting. So last week, I was gone on the Tuesday when we rolled. So I thought I was exempt.
Oh, she
Turns
was excited.
Out I
She's
was
like,
not exempt.
I am a lucky girl.
No, I was not exempt. And Chloe Money, who I love, rolled for me. And so she rolled the lowest. So I had to do, which is fine. I had to do a dare. So I cheered on downtown, like busy when everyone was going to work. I had a megaphone and I was doing cheers.
Okay.
Embarrassing cheers.
Not too bad. There's been
worse.
I
mean, if you're shy, it would be terrible, but... Whatever.
So we got intern Chloe rolling for Porkchop today, who is on the way to go pick up his dog from his ex.
Michigan, yes.
So who's going to roll first today?
I'm not going to roll first. Usually I want to roll first, but not today.
Liv, you go. I would like Chloe to go last.
Chloe Money will go last. Okay.
All right. Chloe Money womaning the camera today, too. So, Liv the web girl.
I'm so nervous. Last week it was so close. It was a roll off between me and intern Chloe. So, I'm hoping that this week I am just steer clear. Woo! Come on, sweet baby Jesus.
Come on, she rolls a one! Liv the web girl right out the gate with the worst number you can roll!
This happened to me last time!
All right, well, maybe intern Chloe, when it's her turn, will also roll a one.
Right, I think Joe's gonna go next.
Okay, I can do that, okay. Mackenzie. I feel good about this one. Anything but a one, and we're okay.
One baby.
Oh! No!
No!
At the very least, Liv and I will have a roll-off. This sucks.
Oh, I'm dying.
Come on,
dang it.
I'm feeling pretty great about myself right now.
Yeah.
All I have to roll is a two or above.
Come on. Let's see a one.
Six.
All right.
Five. Yes!
She got a four.
I got a four. Thank you. Okay, right, I got a four. I'm going to clear. Chloe Money.
Woo! Make it a three-way roll-off.
For pork chop.
So, see, now there's no pressure on her. I guess there's a little bit. Come on, Chloe. Let's do a one. You did it last week.
Five!
Ha. Take that, Joe.
Yes! Chloe Money killed it.
Well,
all right.
That lead begs the question. What do you have against Mackenzie, but you don't have against pork chop, Chloe?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Apparently, that is your favorite. All right.
All right, I'm really first.
Okay.
Live the love, girl.
Roll a one again. Yes, I got a five.
Crap.
Okay, so Liv rolled a five. So now, Joseph, you got to roll a five or a six or else you lose.
Oh my gosh, come on, baby.
Ooh, this is so exciting.
Oh, he got it! Joe is going to have to pick from the box of shame.
I'm pumped for this because I got to smash a cake in Joe's face, which was really fun last time. So what will his dare be? The box of shame, we'll find out. Two ones. What happened to you?
I don't know. I feel like intern Chloe bumped into me or something. Something awkward happened. All right. Yes. This time tomorrow, God, this sucks. We'll face the box of shame here on Joe and Mackenzie.
How the tides have turned.
I usually don't throw out a disclaimer, but I just don't want it to come off like weird and creepy, and I want you to see where I'm coming from and to call us at 833-563-2539. But my wife, Lindsay, I don't know if she's listening to this right now. I know she's getting ready to take care of the dogs, but let me tell you this. She did something the other day that was so hot. Like, she's my wife, I'm her husband, and when she like did this and showed me, I was like turned on. And it's not what you think. It wasn't like wearing lingerie. But my wife did something, and she showed me what she did. I was like, wow. She's like, hey, babe, the TV remote wasn't working. So I went to the store, and I bought a new one, and she programmed everything. And I love my wife. She's very smart. My wife, Lindsay, was on Jeopardy. But I guess I don't see her as the type that would be, like, technical savvy to, like, program a, like a universal remote. But she programmed the soundbar, the TV, the Xbox. Like, everything turns on the one remote, and it works.
Dang,
and
girl.
I was like, oh.
I'm turned on right now.
Oh, this is
That's
hot.
That's impressive. I'll tell you what, my best friend did that. Remember when I was like, okay, guys, I want to get Netflix and Amazon and all the things. Mm-hmm. And my best friend came over and we set up the Fire Stick that an amazing listener gave me. And she did the whole thing and everything works perfect. I was like blown away, uber impressed.
Did you have special feelings for her?
Yes.
Wow.
No, she's amazing. But I can see how that's like a turn on when your significant other does that.
Yeah, and it is. I'm not saying like, oh, if they wear like sexy lingerie or something. I'm just saying like something they do, you're just like, Ooh, like that. That does it for me.
You know what I think sexy?
563-2539. What do you think sexy?
Sexy to me is like seeing someone in their element, like doing something they're uber passionate about. I feel like there's nothing hotter. Like no matter what you do, whatever you're into, I just love it. Seeing someone thrive when they don't even know you're like watching them do it.
Ooh.
So hot.
Now, Live the Web girl, you got your boyfriend. We like to call him Jewel Daddy. Is there anything he does? Like maybe it's something he does without you having to ask him. You're like, oh, hey, Jewel Daddy.
I think it's so hot when he is like super, super into one of his bets, like his sports bets.
Okay.
And he is like watching the clock and like watching the game so closely. And he is like so passionate about it. He's like, oh, come on. Like, I needed that extra point. Like, whatever. I don't know. Like, whatever. He's like really into his sports bets. I just think it's so hot, which probably says more about me than him.
Also, do you guys think it's hot or do you think it's like controlling? I think it's kind of sexy when a guy gets like upset that another guy is like checking you out or he wants to make sure that it's known that he's with you. I don't know if that's possessive and controlling or like sexy, but I find it pretty attractive.
It's kind of a combination of both.
Yeah, like I don't like when my boyfriend is too jealous because I have a lot of guy friends, but if it's like a random dude like checking me out, I think it's hot.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Dolores this morning, 833-563-2539. Dolores, what's something that a guy can do? You're just like, oh, mama.
I think it's so sexy when a guy reverses his car in, like whether it's in a parking lot or at home, the garage. I don't know. It just kind of shows that he like knows fine detail, like he can pay attention, but he's also delicate enough to like get in a tight spot. I don't know. I just think that's so sexy.
That you would be so attracted to me because I am the best parallel parker. I'm the best parker in a tight spots. I love cars, and I'm like literally exactly. My friends have blown their mind with the spots I can get into. I'm just throwing that out there, girl.
I feel like Mackenzie can read you an audio book.
Girl or guy, right? Like it's sexy either way.
Yes, mama. I love
50
it.
50 Shades of Parking. Hey, Dolores, thank you for calling in this morning. But see, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, who would have thought, like, parking, but it's like, oh, yeah, look at, ooh, is he, no, he didn't hit
you
the curb.
You should see me. I can maneuver, and, like, you would be like, who is this chick?
I would like to see you do some parallel parking,
because
that is a sexy skill. Katie, thank you for calling in to Joe and Mackenzie. What's something that your significant other does? You're like, ooh, hey.
My husband works on heavy equipment, and sometimes he welds, and I just think it's so hot when he welds. When he has the welding hood on, I don't know. I just think he looks so manly.
That is so manly.
Lays down a nice bead. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's so artistic. My uncle's a welder.
Really?
And it's kind of like a dying art form. Kind of, but I totally
it pays good money if you can weld. You're going to be making some cash. Hey, Katie, thank you for sharing that with us. 833-563-2539. Let's go to Lauren this morning. Hey, Lauren, what's something your significant other does? You're just like, oh, that is so hot. Hey, Laura.
Well, I don't
go ahead.
Really consider it hot. I mean, it is kind of a turn on, but my husband, he comes home from work. He works 10, 12-hour shifts in the chemical plants every day, 7 days a week. And as soon as he gets home, he does everything so I don't have to. He takes care of our girls. He does their homework with them, takes them a bath, gets them ready for bed. He'll help me cook. He does everything, so I don't need to.
I love that.
Hey, thank you,
Lauren.
You
don't want no lazy man, no scrubs.
Julie, thank you for calling into Joe and Mackenzie. What does the significant other do? You're just like, wow, that's a turn on.
When he washes the baby bottles.
Oh.
Like, thank you, Lord.
Yes. How old is your little one?
It's almost 7 months.
Aw, that is, like, a guy is just helping out, and especially when they do it and they're not asked to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy.
Yes.
I think it's what it is, because my wife is always on me, like, and she, rightfully so. My wife, Lindsay, does way too much around the house. I'm not proud of that. I'm being honest about it, and I'm working on that in our marriage. But it is so crazy, Julie and Mackenzie and everybody else, like, guys, you want to turn your lady on? Just do some stuff without being asked. And it's like magical. Like, oh, you emptied the dishwasher.
Yeah, like she gets home and you've just cleaned everything spick and span from top to bottom. You're going to have a good night.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Alex this morning. Alex, what did your guy do? You're just like, that is a turn on.
So one time he was fixing our truck because it had broke down. And unfortunately, there was a car accident, but the way that he, like, just stopped what he was doing and, like, ran to help the guy out was, like, whoa. Like, oh, my God. You just, like, I need you right now.
Whoa. She's getting excited right now thinking about it.
He was a hero. Okay.
Yes. I was like, wow. Okay. Wow.
Alex, I feel like you're getting kind of turned on right now. We're going to have to let you go and take care of that. Alex, thank you for calling in. But I mean, those are great examples.
Yes.
It's the littlest things. You never know what it's going to be.
Aphrodisiacs.
All right. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And we've got you hooked up all this week with Maleficent, Mistress of Evil movie passes, thanks to our friends at Fandango. You want to go to that movie? Well, we're going to have your chance right now. 833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. Good luck. McKenzie, that's right, the number one morning show according to our parents. So thank you, Mom and Dad, for listening. We appreciate it. We love you. Grandma and Grandpa, they picked NPR over us, but it's cool, whatever. Hey, we have got your chance all this week at this time to get hooked up with movie passes, thanks to our friends at Fandango, to go see Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, that's starring Angelina Jolie.
And Michelle Pfeiffer's in this one, too.
Ooh, girl, you didn't tell me that.
Girl.
Okay, today what we're doing is we're testing your movie clip knowledge. We were going to play some clips for you, and you have to correctly identify the movie that it came from. If you can get 2 out of 3 right, well, guess what?
What?
You win.
Woo!
Simple as that. All right, let's go to the phone lines this morning, and we'll start out with Lauren. What up, Lauren?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. I just dropped my girls off at school.
Oh, what are their names?
Ayola, she'll be 6 in November, and my littlest is Adrian. She just turned 4.
Oh, so you're a busy mama.
Yes.
All right. Well, you deserve to go see a movie. So let's see if we can get you hooked up this morning. Once again, I'm going to play a clip of audio for it. You can listen to the whole thing. And then you got about 5 seconds. You got to give us a guess. Hopefully, you can get 2 out of 3 right. If you do that, then we're going to hook you up with Maleficent, the movie passes. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Here is your first clip, Lauren. Listen up. Here we go.
You will never get this. You will never get this. La, 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 la. But the one time he break a cage and he get this. High five.
High five.
Do you know what movie that is?
Oh, my God. I have no clue.
You don't know what movie that is? Okay. I'll give you 5 more seconds. 5. 3.
I'm just getting blanked.
All right, I don't want to reveal it because I might be able to play that for somebody else. I will give out all the answers, though. All right, let's go to the next one. If you miss this, we got to move on. But if you get it right, you're hanging alive to get 2 out of 3. Here is your next movie clip here on Joan McKenzie.
This is special. This is very, very unusual.
What? What is it?
It's a dingle hopper. Just a little twirl here and a yank there. And boy, oh, like... Yeah, I got an aesthetically pleasing configuration of hair that humans go nuts over.
A dingle hopper.
That's a tough one.
No, it's not.
The Little Mermaid?
Oh,
yes!
Wow!
Woo! That was way easier than the first one.
I was like, dingle hopper? I don't remember that one. You knew that right away?
Okay,
I grew up watching Disney movies, so of course I know that one.
That was easy. Good job, girl.
All right, you got to get this one right to win. If not, we got to move on. But if you get this, you'll get the movie passes. Here is your third one.
And then... I refuse to play your Chinese food mind games.
And then...
No! No, and then!
And then?
No, and then!
And then, and then, and then, and then!
What?
Is this like a newer movie?
It's an old movie. That's Dude, Where's My Car? That was Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, wow, girl!
We got a winner!
I didn't even know
here.
That one!
Wow, okay, that was easier than I thought. Lauren, you just won yourself Fandango movie passes to go check out Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. All right, can we just keep on testing you? Because I got some more audio here.
Yeah, give me one more.
All right, by the way, I want to go back to the one that you missed. Hear it one more time.
You will never get this. You will never get this. La, 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 la. But the one time he break a cage and he get this. High five.
You don't know what that is?
Oh my God, I really don't know what that is.
Do you know,
that's
McKenzie?
That's a tough one.
It's Borat.
Oh, high five.
Okay, I've only seen that movie once.
Very nice.
You'll never get this.
High five.
High five. All right, here we go. This next one, let's see if you can get this one. You already won.
What is this?
A center for ants.
What? How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
That's easy.
Dodgeball?
Close.
Yeah, that actor's in Dodgeball.
How about this? Hansel. So hot right now. Blue Steel.
I'm trying to think.
It was Zoolander.
Merman.
Okay,
Pops.
Yeah. That was Ben Stiller, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're pretty good with that one. Here's your next one. See if you can figure this one out.
Yep. Oh, some bacon.
Yep.
He's a big pig.
Yep.
You can be a big pig, too.
That's the Lion King.
Yes!
Nice, girl.
All right, I got one more, two more. Can I do that? I really love these movie clips. Here's your next one.
Are you kidding? Stick my tongue to that stupid pole, that's dumb.
That's because you know it'll stick.
You're full of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Like double dog dare ya!
Ooh.
Oh, my God. If I'm not mistaken, it's a Christmas movie.
I would be thinking you're right.
Yep.
Oh, what is it called?
Ralphie.
Okay, oh, my God, what is the name of it? He wears the pink, the bunny costume,
Yeah, you know what movie it is. It's A Christmas Story.
A Christmas Story. You're thinking too hard. Yes.
All right, we're going to let you go out on a win. Here is your last question or your last clip.
Hello? No, not yellow. Yellow and...
No go. Am I right?
That's Frozen.
There you go. See, somebody knows all their Disney movies. We should have just done all Disney clips today because you were killing it,
Frozen
Lauren.
Frozen 2 coming out next month, by the way.
All right, Lauren, our big winner today in Houston on Radio Now 92.1. Hang on the line. Intern Chloe is going to get you hooked up with that movie pass. Just thanks to our friends at Fandango. You can win again tomorrow at this time here on Joe and Mackenzie. Good morning.
Rise and shine.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
Yeah. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
Yeah. Oh my God, what if there was a Kanye West, Kylie Jenner remix?
OMG, yes.
Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Rise and shine. Get up in the morning. All right, hey, it's Joe McKenzie, and we have not had any coffee today.
We really have. Well, you had a bang, Lucky.
I haven't had any coffee, any caffeine at all.
Me neither.
Yeah.
We are natural over here.
Yeah, Pork Chop's out collecting his dog from his ex, so.
Collecting his debt.
With his new boyfriend.
This is going to be a good story. So he's going up to Michigan to get his sweet little dog, Chloe, and so he has to get the dog from his ex. He's bringing his new man up there with him. So hopefully everything goes smooth.
No, hopefully everything goes awry and we have a ton of stuff to talk about tomorrow.
Like, I hope there's an awkward three-person hookup or what?
Joe suggested this to him yesterday and I was in shock.
Listen,
I don't think his ex likes the new, would be involved with the new
man.
It
could be an anger thing. Some people are into that.
You're so weird.
Okay, well, we'll find out what happens tomorrow when we check in with Pork Chop when he's back. Okay, Jerry O'Connell. He's been in a bunch of things. I think I know him most from Scream, what, 2?
Yeah, Scream 2.
Joe's a part.
He was in Jerry Maguire.
Liv, what do you know him for? Like Bravo, you said?
Married to Rebecca Romaine.
Yeah. He's like got a bunch of podcasts and like videos and stuff like that about all of the Real Housewives and like Bravo reality television shows. So that's all, like that's
and
what I know.
And he fills in for
mainly.
Wendy Williams sometimes.
Yeah, he just is all about the hot gossip in the streets and with reality TV, and I love it.
All right, this video has been going viral. It's really good stuff. He shared a video of a car ride with his 10-year-old twin daughters, and he titled it "Teach Your Children." And I'm going to play the audio, but we want to hear from you at 833-563-2539. What did you do to embarrass your kids? Or maybe you got a memory you'll never forget where your parents did something to you, and it just embarrass the crap out of you. What did he do? Well, he tried to teach his kids about some good music, some Prince. Listen to this.
Yeah. It's
real music. This is real music. Listen.
Maybe I'm just too demanding.
Listen to it.
Maybe I'm just like my father. Too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother. Guys, stop it. He's never sad.
He's never sad.
They could not stand. He was, if you couldn't tell, doing When Doves Cry by Prince.
They're like, play Ariana Grande, Daddy. Stop, we want it! Billie Eilish.
Oh, man, that's a legit song, though. Those kids should know about it. That is so funny, though. 833-563-2539. What did your parents do to you to embarrass the crap out of you? Maybe as a parent, you've done it to your kid.
So my parents would do this. My dad would do it. And not kind of to embarrass, but it just annoyed me so much. It's like, oh, my gosh, stop. Like, stop, 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 stop. So whenever we were really cranky, he would call us Sebastian. Like the crab from Little Mermaid, because we were crabby.
I love that.
And so we would already be so upset, so angry, so mad. He'd be like, oh, Sebastian. And we would be like, yeah! Like, we would go crazy.
That's,
it would drive
funny.
Us nuts.
Apparently. See, I like with this music, that is so cute. But I love, because my dad, I mean, I love, like, he played his music, and I love, like, The Temptations, We Dance to My Girl. That's our song. That's the song with all his girls. Like, I love being subjected, like, but I love music in general of all, like, ages and genres and all this. I think it's cool that he did this. Go Jerry O'Connell.
Now, be honest, have you done anything with your daughter Lulu to embarrass her?
Oh, I embarrass her all the time.
Okay, but on,
like,
purpose.
On the show, she gets embarrassed when she sees me on TV. Like, yeah.
But have you done it on purpose, though? Because I think parents all the time accidentally embarrass their kids, but you're like, oh, I'm going to show her.
No, I haven't actually embarrassed her on purpose yet. What about you, Joe? Like, growing up, do you remember any times?
I just... My dad used to embarrass me, and I don't think he meant to, but anytime we were at sporting events, my dad was the loud parent, like, hey, umpire, get off your knees, you're blanking the game. Like, my dad would just say all the inappropriate stuff at sporting events. He was the overly, like, competitive father that might have had a few brews in the car before the game.
Right.
And it's just like, come on! It's like, dude, it's an 8-year-old baseball game. Chill out.
Settle down. Lulu does warn me things that will embarrass her. Like, her school, you can buy, like, swag or, like, spirit t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And stuff, and she's like, they have them in adult sizes too. She's like, mommy,
no.
If you bought one of those, I would be mortified. Like, okay, taking the note.
Twinsies.
No.
Hannah, thank you for calling in to Joe and Mackenzie. What happened? Did you embarrass somebody, or were you embarrassed?
I used to embarrass my little sister when I would drop her off at middle school. So I would turn up the music really loud when she, like, ran to meet her friends and scream at her real loud, like in Freaky Friday. I'd go, bye, honey. Make good choices.
I'm going to try that. I love it.
No,
it's
Mackenzie.
It's a crowd pleaser. I recommend
it's
it.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. 833-563-2539. How did your parents embarrass you, or maybe how did you embarrass your kiddos? We'll go to Lauren this morning. Lauren, what's your story?
Hey, so whenever I was in high school, I guess before I would start driving, my dad used to drive me to school. And as soon as I'd get out of the car and start walking, you know, there's tons of other kids getting dropped off. My dad would roll down his window, and as loud as he could, he would go, I love you, Lauren. Have a great day at school. And I just pretended I didn't know him at all. Like, I just kept walking head straight forward.
That's oh, my awesome. Gosh. And he did that on purpose because he knew it would be a little embarrassing to you?
Yeah, he did it every day. Like, not a once in a while, like every single day.
Does that not make you laugh to see yourself? What do you think of it?
It does. He's a really funny person. So now I know all these good tricks that I can do with my 6-year-old. So whenever she starts getting, you know, her diva attitude, I know how to embarrass her really well.
That's cool.
See, it all comes full circle. Hey, Lauren, thank you for calling in this morning. We'll wrap things up with Brittany. Brittany, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you got?
I got 5 kids, and I sit there and I take pictures of them all the time while they're sleeping, while they're doing stuff without them knowing that I am. And then when they have people come to the house and hang out, I'll show off the pictures, and they don't even know I have them. They're like, Mom, where did you get that from?
Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty funny.
Especially my 15-year-old. She hates it.
Oh,
she gets
man.
So mad at me.
She's probably, like, sleeping. There's a little bit of drool coming out of her
yes.
mouth.
Uh-huh. Or when the 3 younger ones all fall asleep together and you've got limbs going everywhere and butts hanging out in the air and they're all facing different directions.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny.
It's hilarious.
Remember, Brittany, they might have to take care of you one day.
That's true.
Oh, I know. I got 5 of them. At least one should.
Yeah, one of them may not be too mad about it. Hey, Brittany, thank you for calling in to the show this morning. I love this because you know what happens out there. Once again, if you're just tuning in, this is the funniest thing ever as we wrap up here. Jerry O'Connell teaching his kids about real music.
Prince.
Yeah!
Real music!
Alone.
I'm just too demanding. Listen to it. Maybe I'm just like my father. Too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother. Guys, stop it. He's never sat. He's never satisfied. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
Well, kind of a weird thing to be reading today for your dummy of the day, but Tennessee cops, they arrested Tupac Shakur.
Say what?
Yeah, this happened on Saturday. I guess Tupac had a probation violation warrant. Well, here's the thing. I don't know if it's the real Tupac. Let me explain. The guy, first of all, is 40 years old. And I guess kind of the big telltale that he may not be the real Tupac. He's also white.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that may not work. By the way, Tupac's not his given name. His real name is Timothy Oliver. He just exclusively goes by Tupac Shakur. I guess all of his buddies call him Tupac Shakur.
Can you just do that? Like, I'm just going to exclusively go by Madonna from now on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you, Madonna. Coming up next here on Joe Madonna. Yeah, so I guess he goes by that name. Well, the cops were arresting Tupac. He tried to pull a knife on them, so they tackled him. And they also found some drugs, including meth. So he's facing several charges and giving a bad name to Tupac.
Yeah, he is. Interesting.
That right there. Tupac Shakur, unfortunately, is your dummy of the day.
What a great headline, though.
No kidding.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmackenzie.com.
Okay, can we talk to Mackenzie and find out if she's petty or not?
Ooh, yes.
Do you feel
just
like
speaking as third person, you can talk to Mackenzie.
Okay, good. Now that I'm talking to the real Mackenzie, Mackenzie wants to do something. I think you said you were afraid it's petty. I say do it.
Really?
You think it's petty?
I don't know. I'm on the fence. Liv's done it. Have you done it?
Yeah, I did it the other day.
Chloe, have you done it?
Definitely.
See, you're too afraid of hurting people's feelings. It's not petty at all. Mackenzie will explain, so if you can hang out about 10 minutes, we'll get into it and find out. Yeah, maybe don't do it. It's too petty. Or, girl, we'll do it for you. It's coming up next here on Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Mackenzie, I think everybody on the show, we kind of talked about this during the commercial, thinks that you need to do this and it's not petty. But if you can call in and let Mackenzie know if what she would do, if she actually does this, would be petty or not. Why don't you go explain the scenario?
Well, I was wondering, and I was shocked to know that everyone on the show has done it. Okay, so if there's like someone, like a friend or like someone you're dating or whatever, that you're just like, whatever, I'm through with you. Like, I'm done. Is it petty to block them on social media? Because actually, one of my friends just went through this and she's like, oh, I just blocked his butt. Like, done. But I'm kind of like, is that petty?
No.
I'm wondering if that shows like you can't handle yourself to like not look at their stuff.
There's a difference. I think that there is a petty version of blocking people and there is a non-petty version of blocking people. And there's a big difference. Now, say that you're talking to a guy and things don't work out and he's kind of a loser. To block him, I think that's petty.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, say that I blocked people twice. The first time I ever blocked someone was this girl that I had been friends with all throughout college, my senior year. I finally had enough. She treated me like absolute garbage. She was just the most toxic person in the world. She was evil to me. She just was the absolute worst person in the entire world. And so many people knew it. And I finally had come to realize it. And I wanted her out of my life. Like, I did not want her to know what I was doing. I didn't want my name in her mouth. I just wanted to be done. And that is it. Never see her again.
Yes.
Because of how bad she betrayed me. That I'm going to block you for.
Yeah. No, you didn't think that was a petty move. Like, that's kind of just like your toxic piece.
Okay. It's more like I'm not doing it to, like, if I blocked a guy, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm blocking you. Like, you're blocked. You can't have me anymore. It would kind of be like to shove it to them and prove it to them. I blocked this friend because I truly felt so betrayed and felt like she was so toxic that if she even had a little bit of information about what was going on in my life, she could destroy it.
833-563-2539. Mackenzie's situation she's going through, is she, it's your friend or is it you, though? Because you brought up your friend's example. Do you have this?
Just in general. And I was wondering, too. I'm like, I've thought about blocking people before, but I haven't really done it. I've blocked people before. If they're, like, inappropriate people, but, like, yes, I will block
Without saying the people, like, what is this a situation happening right now? You're like, I would like to block me. Let's say I was doing it. What are they doing? Why would you block them?
If someone is, like, toxic, if you're just, like, done. If
oh,
you're
so
just,
it
like,
might you know be
what?
Me.
Yeah. If you're just like, you know what? Time to move forward.
See, I don't think that's petty. Absolutely not. The block button is there for a reason. You block them. It feels so invigorating. It's like you get an adrenaline rush. Oh, I love it. I guess it's very final, though, also.
I mean, I guess the
obvious. You can unblock.
Yeah, but that's stupid. I feel like if you block someone, it's like you're saying done.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Listen, maybe Liv and I are wrong, but can anybody talk some confidence into Mackenzie here and make her realize it's okay to block people?
But I also think if you do block someone, it's saying that they're that important to you that you are, like, blocking them. Really, because I'm like, you know what, maybe just, like, whatever.
Yeah, but at the same time, you need to care more about yourself than what some thought they're going to have. Who cares what they think? Do what's good for you.
Wow.
I like that.
Deep thoughts of Live Your Love, girl.
To block or to not block. I was just, when I brought this up to my group of girlfriends, everybody had like a different, interesting take on it. It was very interesting. And they've blocked exes. They've blocked several people. But you don't unblock. Once you block, you leave it blocked.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
We have one goal right now, and that is for you to call us at 833-563-2539 and get Mackenzie to change her non-blocking ways. I want it so Mackenzie starts blocking us even, just so she can do it. Because you feel like blocking is what? Like, if you block somebody on social media, it's not... It's
I
like,
don't know. I think it's kind of petty. It's like, but then I also think it'd be revitalizing.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's make some petty goals this morning happen.
Hashtag petty goals.
Let's go to Emily this morning. Emily, you're on Joe Mackenzie. What do you think? Should Mackenzie block someone?
If they're toxic, then I think it can absolutely be necessary. I mean, social media, people use it to spy on you.
Now, did you ever block anybody?
Oh, yeah. The day that I left my ex-husband, I blocked him and all of his friends from social media so that they couldn't keep up with what I was doing.
Okay,
I didn't
did
want
you block
any
family
part of
like
him having any aspect of my life? That was how I could get rid of him.
Did you block his family too?
No, I didn't, because his family was kind of upset that he and I separated or that he caused me to leave.
Oh, okay. Because that's right. A dicey situation too. It's like, okay, what do you do with the family? Could report stuff to him.
Oh, yeah.
To get you in trouble or try to, you know.
If you're going
to
be petty, you got to block every possible way that they can see
you're
you.
You're like block happy over here,
you
Jeff.
You know what? I've blocked so many people. One thing, too, is like, here's the thing where you can work around, and maybe somebody can call about this and tell you. There's so many ways on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter where you can still be friends with someone and they don't know that you don't see their stuff anymore. Like, you can mute profiles. Can I tell you how many people I'm friends with on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for different reasons? Like, on Facebook, I will mute profiles if everything is like, oh, send prayers, I'm having a really rough day, and it's like they just got mad they had a shift at work they had to cover they didn't want to do. Not like grandma's dying.
See, or you're like, not like savage and just unfriend
no,
them.
No, no. Or like on Twitter, if you get overly political all the time, your account, we could be friends, but I'm muting you. I don't want to see your updates all the time.
Can you do that on Insta, though?
Yeah, the mute button is so beautiful. I didn't know.
You can mute on Instagram?
Yes, I didn't know you could mute on Instagram. So I unfollowed some people, and I didn't know that you could mute because I didn't want to see what they were posting. And I unfollowed them, and then now they know that I unfollowed them, and now it's really awkward. And I'm like, and then someone was like, why don't you just mute them? And I was like, bro, I didn't know you could mute on Instagram.
So someone is like having an aha moment right now hearing this as well for the first time. So
we are
going to
change your life. Listen, look around. There's answers. There's solutions.
That's what we do on this show.
All right. I don't know how I'm going to do this one. Is it Zadia?
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, what up? Hey, what do you do?
Well, I feel like I agree with whoever was saying, you know, block to do what you need to do for you. You know, you got to handle your candle. And if you know that constantly, you're going to constantly look back at someone's page or, you know, just to check up on them or not or whatever, just block them. Like after a few days, after a few times, you'll forget it. You'll forget about them.
That's just life, right?
Can you repeat that? Keep your cabin lit.
Absolutely.
Keep your cabin lit. I'm writing this stuff down.
No. We're saying it wrong. Zadia, what you're saying, you said about a candle?
Oh, sorry. Hold on. I said, you got to handle your candle and keep it lit.
Ooh. Yes, handle your candle.
All right, we love you, Zadia. That is our new life coach. That is the call of the day right there. You got to know how to handle your candle
and keep it lit.
I put that on my Bumbo profile. Amber, good morning. We'll wrap things up with you here on Joe McKenzie. McKenzie's really afraid to block somebody. What do you say?
I say block. My block game is so strong. My block list is probably longer than a mile long. Yes, I will block anybody for any reason. If you're laughing at a serious situation, I'll block you. If you're going back and forth with somebody I don't even know, I'll block you.
How many people have you blocked, would you say?
I'm sorry?
How many people in general have you blocked thus far?
Oh, hundreds.
Oh my God, that many?
Yes, hundreds. I blocked somebody today because they were laughing at a serious situation.
And it's 9:14 in the morning.
Oh,
I love it.
My goodness.
Yes.
I feel like Amber has more people that she's blocked than she is friends with on her profile.
Definitely. 100%.
Get it, girl.
Why not just unfollow them?
I'm sorry?
Why not just unfollow them instead of blocking them?
Because I don't want somebody that negative to be able to see anything I'm posting or just go back and forth. Just block them.
All right,
just block them. Okay. I love it.
Amber does not play.
She is savage. I love this.
Well, hey, I hope you don't block us, and I hope you follow us if you don't already on social media. It's Joan McKenzie.
Because we love you. What great advice. Thanks, you guys. I'm going to handle my candle and keep it lit.
I don't even think you know what that means. Yeah.
Can you tell we get slap happy at this time?
Oh my gosh, yes. It is a Tequila Tuesday. Are you ready, intern Chloe, to go do some shots after
Chloe?
Oh, the show. Let's go do this.
So, yeah, have you ever had tequila before? Chloe talked about it in the show opening. By the way, you can check out the entire podcast. We have that and all the individual segments together at joemckenzie.com or radionowindy.com. Have you ever had tequila before last night?
Yeah.
Has it ever been good to you?
No.
Okay. Tequila's not really my friend either.
It's definitely never been a friend to me.
I'm more of a rum girl.
Rum-pa-pum-pum. Mm-hmm. All right. As you can tell, we desperately needed a drink. But looking forward to having Pork Chop back. I don't know if he's on the road yet or what, but he took today off as a personal day to go retrieve his dog from his ex.
This should be a really good story because I believe he took the new man with him. So
has Porkchop been away from his new man yet, or they've been together the whole time? They're like conjoined twins.
I think the only time he's been away is when he's been here.
Yeah, when he comes to work.
What do you think? Like his boyfriend actually is just in the car waiting the whole time.
Like, who knows?
I don't think there's going to be a confrontation. I don't think there'll be a face-to-face. But
I hope there's like a romantic encounter.
That is
Joe
not going to happen.
Them, the three of them, to have a little menage a trois so bad, and it's so confusing.
It's so weird. That's not happening. Because the ex is probably not happy. So,
okay.
We'll see. We shall see. So, what we're saying is tomorrow will be juicy because we'll get all the deets.
Tomorrow, we also know that I lost Dare Dice today. I rolled a one.
Which is crazy.
So, I'm going to be facing the box of shame. Who knows what the heck's in there? Can we put some new stuff in, too?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, we can put some new stuff in. I think it's way sweeter when you get it. For some reason. Like, it makes me way more happier
yes,
when, like,
than
I know
anyone
you're
else.
Getting a dare than, like, Pork Chop. Because Pork Chop, you just feel bad
yeah,
for him.
Like, eventually Mackenzie, somebody loses
like,
so
like
much.
I like her, and, like, I don't want to see, like, my sister girlfriend, like, go down like that. You know, women support women. But with you, it's like, heck yes,
it's
baby.
It's the same. I did feel a big sense of relief when Liv was in the clear, and I was like...
Because he's like, I don't care who goes, as long as it's not me.
No, I mean, I was in the clear first, and then I was I was happy intern Chloe, and then because you guys had a roll off is what happened, and then when Liv got the clear, I was like, phew, I felt relief. Like, Big Joe's taking one for the team.
You can actually see the roll off. It's on our Instagram, our video that went live. Go check it out. Joe McKenzie, what do you got going on today, McKenzie?
Ooh, I'm going to go, I think, to Eat the Frog and do a workout, just a little fitness action, and then I am getting my hair done.
Chop it off. Chop it off.
I just chopped it. I've been getting lots of haircuts recently because I'm like all about keeping it super healthy and the integrity of the hair. So I don't think I'm doing any more chopping.
Okay. Liv the Web Girl, you chopping that mane off?
I need to so bad. My hair is so long. It looks so bad. It's so raggedy. I just need a haircut, but haircuts can be so expensive. And I've been burned before by salons in the city before, so I'm just like very nervous about who touches my hair. So I mean, I'll get it figured out, but not today. Not today. I don't have my second job though, which is really, really exciting. It's the only day of the week that I don't have it.
Nice.
So I'm going to be able to rest a little bit. I have my ballroom dance lesson at Five Star. We're like getting really close to the performance. So I'm really excited.
Let us know what it is so we can mark that day in our calendar.
Maybe. And so I'm really excited. And then I'm going to go to a cycle bar class tonight.
Dope. What about you, intern Chloe? What do you got going on?
I got school. I've got to go get my tire replaced for my car. And then I've got horse riding tonight.
Oh, that's so fun. What's your horse's name?
Her name's Tia Maria.
Tia Maria.
Ooh, that's cute.
Ooh.
That's like fun. Tia Mia.
Yeah.
The artist.
Love it. What about you, Joe?
Well, I'm not riding a horse because last one I got on, I had to get put down. But
oh my gosh.
No, I'm kidding. It was fine. I actually like riding horses. When I moved out into the country when I was in high school, we had like four horses, so it was pretty dope. Got to ride up. I was doing that before Little Nas X.
I see.
It was on the old town road.
Does everyone always like remember your first horse that you rode? Mine was Buttercup. I was like... I'll never forget it.
That sounds so fancy. Like, does everybody remember the first horse they ever rode on? Some people were like, what the hell's a horse? I've never been on one. Yeah, well, my first one was Sandy. I did it at Meijer, so the little penny horse.
The little penny horse.
Yeah, I'll never forget poor Sandy. We got to find a way to get out of this show. Go ahead, use your
McKenzie
words.
McKenzie cannot breathe.
You got to use your words. That's why they pay
us.
I'm
just picturing you riding that little mechanical horse. Putting a dime in the slot.
It's a penny. It's only a penny.
We should go do that again if they exist still.
I don't want to break it. No. Okay. Hey, that's going to do it for today. We got a lot going on tomorrow. We're going to hook you up again with movie passes to go see Maleficent.
Woohoo!
We got the Halloween candy bag we'll be giving out tomorrow at 7:25. At 8:25, more Hannah Haunted Acre passes. So just a lot of stuff. And you could know all this, by the way, if you follow us, Joe and McKenzie, on Instagram.
Are you going to freak all night because you have to do the box of shame punishment?
No, I mean, honestly.
Anxiety. It could be anything.
Yeah, I'll just face it. Okay. I'll face it.
I hope it's really good.
I hope it's really good.
What if you have to, like, lick the bottom of someone's shoe?
Who said I wouldn't like that?
Ugh. True.
All right. Well, gross. Hey, for producer Porkchop, who's on the road right now to get his dog back, myself, Joe, McKenzie, intern Chloe, and Liv the Web Girl, let's get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.